The following shiur has been presented by
Rav David Yaslovsky,
Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nedarim daf ayin vov.
Gemara said, Yochol yibukur odom has bitu kishin naira. I would think that a person has a right to sell his daughter when she's a naira, because she's still in the rishus of the father till she's a begeris. The Gemara said, no, because they kavu choymer mechura kfar yoytzei. And this akavachoyme that everybody holds of, that just like somebody does not have a right that if she's sold she'll go out, so too he does not have a right to sell her as a omevriya in the first place. And the Gemara says this akavachoyme, I would borrow it and use it to say that aforas nedarim also I should be able to make before that I heard the nether, before the nether happened, and I would be able to use this for a mikvah also. That means, it seems in the Gemara, that any time I know that there's something that could be used to reject a certain situation, that same thing could be used also as a preventive measure to stop this situation. Now we have to see a few halachas if this is l'maisa possible to say. I saw Negris Moshe in Yerideh Simin Kuf Samach. He says, he talks about a Taz. The Taz says in Yerideh Shina Yevov that if somebody's father later died on Shabbos, he could say Kaddish right after the Misa, even though normally you don't say Kaddish before the Kvura. He says that's only on the weekday, because on the weekday you're Oinin. But on Shabbos, Tater Kaddish has nothing to do with Avelos, and therefore a person could say Kaddish right away. The Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef argues, he says, no, Kaddish is all about being poide his father B'din Gehenim, and poide B'din Gehenim is something that only need after the Kvura. The Chiddush HaGershuri in the Tshuva Navidas HaGershuri is very mirich, that it's Vamish Fakir for the Taz. Oinin maybe could say Kaddish if he wants to do Nachman himself, but Fakir to say Kaddish before the Kvura, no, Kaddish is something that only is something that be poide midin Gehenim, and before the Kvura there's different type of dinim, and they shouldn't be mixed up with in Gehenim. You look there, you'll see it brings Zoyers. But Kumpna Moshe, and he says, very nice, but there's a Kavachoymer. And now Gemara it says, that is a Kavachoymer, and everybody holds it as Kavachoymer. So certainly says, in it that there should be a Te'elas for the father, for the Amir as a Kaddish. So Avada, if there's have the Te'elas that he could save him from a Din Gehenim once it happened, certainly the same Te'elas I could have, that it should stop him from having a Din Gehenim in the first place. It shouldn't happen. He says it's not enough to mechayev him to say that, but as it's enough that it should be a good te'elas and a good thing to do. And therefore he says that there was no need to do it. At the end of the tshuva, he brings the Geshur HaChaim, says that it is the minhag that you do say like the Taz. Okay. This Ramosha, you could say, really, the Shos Yankiv just says, all it means is, like the Gemara says, La'ilim yaktiv olam tefillah l'tzara. A person, maybe Sunday is better to daven before the tzara. We have to know if that's exactly what Kaddish is, or it isn't, but a kopanim, he brings the Kavachoymer from our Gemara. And so, in the Get Mekusher, in his Kainish HaSefer, on the Seder HaGet, he says, he's talking about the Rambam that says that if somebody would, a Baal, a husband would get up and say, the get that I'm going to write is batel. So the Rambam says, the get that he will write later is batel, v'zuhi, mesiras meida on the get. So normally, mesiras meida is, you're saying that this that I'm going to do, I'm honest. So by a get, Rambam says, you don't need an honest to make moedah. But the question is, what is the Makor of the Rambam? So the Gemara Mekusher says the Makor of the Rambam is because the Rambam, Lishitosai, he holds that I could possibly be Mevatel a get that's written already, and I could say that the get should be Kecheres, and if I say that clearly, then you would not be able to use the get anymore. So Madrich, I could do that to a get that's written already. Kolshekin, I could do that to a get that hasn't been written yet. And he says, and he continues on this, he says, where do I know this from? Our Gemara. The Gemara says you could say the Kal V'chomer, and you could borrow it to all places. And then he continues, and he says, really, I don't understand why there's such a halacha that the Truva Saran says that a person cannot be moichel adover shalev la'olam. The halacha is, the Ramah brings it in Reish Tes, in Chosh Mishpat, that if somebody wants to forgive a loan that hasn't happened yet, you have a problem, just like in Mechira, that you can't sell a davar shalev la'olam, you also can't be moichel a choiv that didn't happen yet. The Ran and Ksubis also says this, benegeya being misalek, from a schus that you're going to get on a davar shalev la'olam. He says that if you want to say that I'm going to get mimokum acher, I want to say that I shouldn't get it. So the Ran says before Erison, it wouldn't be possible to say this because it's a davar shalev la'olam. But come to get mekusher, and he asks, bishleim kinyan, I could understand there's a problem of davar shalev la'olam because I don't have a koyach, I don't have a power on something that's not yet the Myrishus. But in Mechila, I could say the Kavuchayim v'agamara. Madach, if I have the koyach to be Meichel Achoyim that happened already, certainly I should have the koyach in a choyvus that didn't yet happen. But Lamaisa, this halacha of the Ran, the Goyin over there, brings a raya for the Yerushalmi, and everybody deals with this. So we have to understand maybe why the halacha should be simply not like this. In our Gemara, I see all the Achronim really ask, what was the kasha that the Chachomim asked to Rabbi Lezer from Mikveh? Rabbi Lezer said the halacha by a Taurus Adorim. By a Taurus Adorim, I understand there's a certain sense to it, that if I said that I'm not maskim to any in the dorm that my wife will make, so I'm saying she does not have my consent. So later on when she makes the nether, she still doesn't have your consent. But a mikveh, how would you understand that if somebody went to the mikveh once in his lifetime, he should never ever be able to become tummy ever again? What would be the sense to that? Why is it Homer and Kal? Somebody used the mikveh once, he should never become tummy ever again, just because we find the mikveh has a way to retire somebody. And so Rabbi Kiva Eger asks the opposite from the Gemara later. The Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Lezer proved to the Chachamim that there is such a Kal V'chomer from Zroim. We find that if someone planted something that's tummy, it becomes tor. So madach, if you plant something tummy, it becomes tor. Kol shekein, if you plant it and it's still planted, it won't become tummy. So Frektor Bekiva Eger, there, it's still planted. How could you borrow that to Aforos Nedarim to say that if someone said Aforos Nedarim once, it should retain that situation and be made for the Nedarim of later? Maybe later on, that Aforah is not there anymore. Also, he asks more. The Kal V'chomer from Mizraim, why don't we learn, just like we wanted to learn by Mikveh, that once you planted something, it should never be Mekabel Tum ever again. Just like you wanted to learn by Mikveh, that if somebody went into Mikveh, you never should be able to become Tum ever again. So, I saw the Keren Eure. He wants to say that really, mikveh was never a kasha on the Chachamim, on Rebbe Lezer, because mikveh, really, we know that it was pashat, that it could cannot be mitar for later, and the question was just l'bapula ba'amu, and Zroim never was a kasha on the Chachamim, because we understand that it's still zeruah v'emet. The only questions of the Gemara was by Aforas Nedarim and by Amei Evriya. At those two places, the question is, can I have something which has a koyach to be moitzi? Could that same thing have a koyach also to prevent? Lemaisa, Tanias Daiti, I think the Keren Ura is really Rishonim that I think say that this is all a papul ma'amma, is not like a mafurish of Teres Koyanim, which the Teres Koyanim is really a ran in the sugya also. The Teres Koyanim on the pasuk v'negeah b'nevlosim b'tame says Hillel Oimer afilu b'teich ha'mayim. So the Teres Koyanim, I would have said a kavu choymer, hoyo v'oretz maile es hatmei mitumoson af ha'mikve maile es hatmei mitumoson. Ima ha'oretz matzel es es ha'toyrim l'tamei af ha'mikve yatzel es ha'toyrim l'tamei. I would have learned just like the oretz could be matzel the toyrim from becoming tamei, just like we learned by Zeroim that the land could save things that are tor from becoming tamei. So to a mikveh should stop the toyrim from becoming tamei. Tamon loymer v'negeah b'nevlosim tamei afilu em b'teich ha'mayim, even if it's inside the water. What was the havamina? Apa mikveh? The Ravid says on the Teres Koyanim, called dover shu b'toychoi, anything that's inside it lo yekabel tumah. So I see here for the Teres Koyanim, I think two things. First of all, I see that the Kal V'Chomer was trying to be said from Zeroim straight to mikveh also. The second thing I see is that the Kal V'Chomer was only coming to say that somebody who's inside the mikveh should not be able to mekabel tumah. You might think, what's the nafkamina? I'm sure there are nafkaminas. Anyways, you'll come up, you'll become Torah. Maybe if somebody has went into the mikveh to eat truma before nightfall, and then he came out, went back in after it's the night, and then inside the mikveh he touched the sheretz. When he came out, he'll be a full yoim. He need to wait a whole other day to eat truma. So, but that's all I see from this Kal V'Chomer. I see from the Kal V'Chomer that if someone's inside the mikveh, then that place, I would think, is just like the land, that it could stop him from being mekabel tumah in that place. In other words, the Kal V'Chomer is not coming to tell me that anything that has a koyach to stop something should have the same koyach of prevention. Avada, there are some things that are just a preventive measure, are just a way of cleansing something, not a way of preventing. But here, I would say that just like a mikveh is a situation that is mitaher, so too a mikveh, even I'm in the situation of the mikveh, that situation should also stop me from being mekabel tumah. The only question is, the other question of Rabbi Kiva Eger, why would we say that a forest of Dorim should be considered that I'm toich the mikveh? So you would have to say that a forest of Dorim really, because she does not have a right to make the Dorim without the husband's das, so she therefore is limited in her power to make a nether unless the husband wants. So therefore, the husband could set up a situation that it's not possible for her nether to exist in this situation where the husband is not consenting to her nedarim. Perhaps you could say after the pasuk, it changes the way we look at Haforas Nedarim. But I'll cope on him. Before the pasuk, I would have said that's the way Haforas Nedarim looks. So therefore, maybe we could say in some cases, that if somebody wants to buy something when he's in a state of yish on that object. So I could hear, maybe the Dvar Avram says that you would have a kavo choymer if yish is a state that stops me from owning something, so certainly also it could prevent me from making a kinyan in such a state. But what the Gemara was trying to say, that I could do a mechila on a tovar shaloi bala oilam, that I wouldn't say like this. Because mechila works that I have to do something against the choiv. And that choiv is not being happening by me, it's happening by the mischayev, by the loiver. And I have to do something to reject it. So I have to do something against the choiv that exists already. This chiddush that we're saying, if you look at the Debes Moshe in Baba Kama and Simon Samach, he talks about how Yitzia of Naira Marasa works. Is it work as a din Yitzia? Or is it that after the point of Nairus, the father has no right to sell it anymore? And he originally wants to prove from our Gemara that the Gemara is Medamata for us the Darim, that really it works as a din Yitzia. And he's mefapo back and forth a lot about this. And he comes out that really this is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara in Erechin, where the Gemara talks about if somebody could sell something, Mishnas Yoivel, and Rav holds it's Mechura V'yoytze, and Shmuel holds Eina Mechura Klal, the Gemara says it's an afkamina about the money. So the Gemara talks also, the kasha is, how could you say that it's Eina Mechura, either a Kavu Choymer, like by Omer V'riya, and the Gemara says that Rav holds that that's different because over there, Mishnas Yoivel, after Yoivel, you won't have a right to sell it anymore. So he wants to learn that that's the machlokes over there, Gufe. And he wants to say that because our Gemara shtel tzu to Afaras Adorim, it can only exist in the Shita of Shmuel. But according to what we're saying, maybe it is a place to say not like it, that he says that the nimtz mamish oisin kavachomer ki hai gavna you say kavachomer even this that even something davar sheyesh lekoyach lebal levato mashachal kvar kol shekin sheyesh lekoyach leakev shelo yochol, the way he's understanding the kavachomer that you say it so far, maybe you can understand better the psak that Ramesha said in that about the kaddish, that you could anything. He holds basically that in this Kavachomer it says that naturally you say it to anything that could be used as a nevato could be used as a ma'akev.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.